Hi there, and welcome to Scheduling Fate. Today, we're going to be talking about Venus in Taurus. And your overall horoscope, we did touch on this, but I think that these episodes, these little check-ins really help you dial into the power of the planet and where it's transiting and how you can use this. Now, if you were born with Venus in Taurus, you are having a Venus return. So congratulations, attraction, being magnetic, really bringing out the beauty of this planet is going to be in your favor in the coming weeks. But we all get to experience Venus in Taurus as a collective. To zone in on where this is happening in your life, you would want to look at where the Taurus house is in your natal chart and also where your natal Venus is. There's going to be a flow of energy into those two places. If you don't know where this is, but you do know your time of birth, please go to ScheduLingFate.com and you'll be able to get a free birth chart and know where to look for this energy. All right, so when Venus is in Taurus, she is moving into one of her home signs. Her queendom rules both Taurus and Libra. But with Taurus, this is a very grounded energy. We will notice the beauty or the lack thereof in the world around us, and we will desire to bring more beauty to us. Now, Venus has a lot to do with matters of the heart, our finances, our resources. But in Taurus, we're really going to notice those senses, how our body feels, how things smell, touch, taste. This energy is all about taking a very practical and pleasurable approach to life. It's prioritizing stability and enjoyment in a balanced and grounded way. It has to make sense, which means this is a beneficial time to nurture yourself and your relationships with the assurance that steady efforts are going to yield beautiful and fruitful results. This is not an impulsive energy that we're working with. It's a very deliberate one when it comes to Venus rule things, relationships, monies, and values. Now, with that being said, sometimes when we notice things are not as beautiful or they don't feel as great as they should to our senses, we may have that desire to spend resources in order to feel more comfort. So you do want to kind of keep in mind how much you are spending in this area of your life, because the ultimate goal is to attract those resources and finances to you. Now, Venus is going to move into Taurus on April 29th and leave on May 23rd. So we're going to have a lot of other interesting transits that we'll talk about in coming weeks when it comes to Venus while she's in her queendom. But right now, we're going to take a quick look at all of the signs, so some of the things that you can focus on attracting and bringing into your life as Venus Taurus this area. Please be sure to listen to both your sun sign and your rising sign. Now, if you are an Aries or an Aries rising, Venus is about to move into an area of your life that supports your resources, your finances, what you value, your skill sets, and your self-esteem, which means this is a great time to focus on your overall health and wealth. So if you've been considering looking for more resources, attracting more resources into your life, maybe asking for more benefits, this would be a great time to do that, because you're going to have that ability to attract what you desire. But at the same time, you want to be mindful of the resources that you are investing in, the skill sets that you have to earn more money. You want to have a healthy balance there. All right, if you are a Taurus or a Taurus rising, Venus is moving into your sign. This is going to be an amazing time for you to look at your brand, your personal image, how you approach the world. You may also feel this in your individuality, your partnerships, your home work-life balance. This is a great time to attract almost any upgrade that you're looking for. But remember, you're looking for practical solutions and changes and upgrades that are going to last for a very long time. So if you keep that in mind and you really focus on what you want to bring to you, I think you're going to find a lot of success with this. If you are a Gemini or a Gemini rising, Venus is moving into a very private area of your life, almost that subconscious level. It could be matters that are dealt with behind the scenes. This will flow really well when it comes to matters that are also close to your home and personal transformation and deep intimate relationships. This is a great time to think about how you can create both beautiful endings and beginnings. There's likely something here that you are ready to wrap up so you can step out into the world in a bold new way. So kind of think about those topics as you engage this beautiful Venus energy. If you are a Cancer or a Cancer rising, Venus is moving into a social area of your life. This has to do with not only your network, but the dreams that you have, people that kind of walk with you shoulder to shoulder, have that same vision. You'll also feel this in your one-to-one partnerships and just your local environment. You may notice how beautiful or connected or relaxed that you feel with the people around you, or you may notice some uncomfortable energies. And now, because Venus is here, you have the ability to attract in those new connections that could be powerful and resourceful and valuable moving forward. So kind of think about, who do you need in your life? Who do you want in your life as you work with Venus in this area? If you are a Leo or a Leo rising, Venus is moving into a prominent area of your life. This has to do with your reputation, how you're known in the world, authority figures, how you lead others, how you are led by others. But you're going to feel this in your homework, life balance, your partnerships, and your one-to-one connections. This is a great time to attract the solutions that you need to make pivotal resourceful changes when it comes to this area of your life. And something to keep in mind with this energy is that the favor, the recognition, the yes, you've done it energy, you don't want that to feel short term. You want to ensure that you are building things or attracting things that are going to support you in the long term. So I recommend leaning into those big goals because you have the ability to attract all of this and so much more to you right now. Now, if you are a Virgo or a Virgo rising, Venus is moving into an area of your life that could have you really thinking about new directions. Where do I go from here? This could have a lot to do with higher education, exploring, learning, teaching, your personal convictions, but you're also going to feel this in flow with what you're passionate about, what you love without condition, people, places, things, and that personal identity, this brand, who am I and where am I going? This is a great time to upgrade, to change, to adjust any of these areas of your life to ensure that everything is in flow with your senses, that it feels practical, grounded, valuable, and sustaining, and just really makes you happy. And if there's anything that you don't like here with Venus in this area, you're going to have the ability to attract those things to you. But the key is to focus on what you are trying to bring into your life. If you are a Libra or a Libra rising, Venus is your ruling planet, but Venus is moving into an area of your life that is more so in the private sector. It has to do with deep transformations, endings and beginnings, shared wealth, relationships, and investments that you have with other people, long-standing relationships, but it's also in flow with something close to your home and something on the subconscious or spiritual level. This would be a great time to look for powerful, long-term, resourceful investments that you can make with other people. It's also a good time to think about successful, beautiful endings and beginnings that you can launch at the same time. But remember, the goal is to look for grounded, practical solutions. And the slower you go, the more on purpose you are, the more beneficial the outcome will be. If you are a Scorpio or a Scorpio rising, Venus is moving into a pivotal area of your life that has to do with your one-to-one partnerships. Not necessarily romantic. It could be your clients or your relationships or even people that you're in competition with. From this area, Venus will be in a nice flow with your local environment, how you communicate, who you communicate with day in and day out. Also, your network, your dreams, people that are in that same flow with you. But at the same time, Venus is going to be activating your home work-life balance and really asking you to look at your personal brand. So as you can see, this is going to be a great time to really tap into that grounded, practical nature that Venus has when it's in Taurus. The question to walk with or to seek with this energy is what connections can you make right now that are grounded, practical, resourceful, that can feed your resources and your overall sense of well-being, that brand, and make you feel like you're on purpose and on time. Now, you may notice there's a lot of relationships that you already have that are doing that. You want to celebrate them, amplify them with this Venus energy. If there's any relationships that aren't falling in line with this, this is a great time to attract in the ones that will support you the way that you deserve to be supported. All right, if you are a Sagittarius or a Sagittarius rising, Venus is moving into an area of your life that supports what you do day in and day out. These are your chores, your tasks, the have to, the work. I clock in, I clock out, the habits that I have, the rituals that I have. Now, with Venus in this area of your life, you may find that you're ready to beautify your work area or the rituals that you have. You're ready to change certain things about the habits that you have to ensure that you just feel better in your body. This is a great time to fortify and beautify and bring a lot of practicality into your habits. So the little things add up to something very precious in the long term. This is also a great time to just consider your overall health and wealth. With Venus here, you're going to be able to attract in possibly new work, new ways to be known in the world, or to build up your personal resources. All right, if you are a Capricorn or a Capricorn rising, Venus is moving into an area of your life that supports what you love without condition. These are people, places, things, passions, your entrepreneurships, the kingdoms that you are building, my sweet Capricorn. And with Venus here, you're going to be able to attract a lot of grounded, practical resources to help ensure that this area of your life is well supported. This is a beautiful energy that you can use to extend your family, to start dating, to start a new business, to really just enjoy life and all of the things that it does to feed your senses and your soul. Where can that take you? How does that make you feel in your body? So as you can see, Venus is bringing you a lot of opportunities, Capricorn. All right, if you are an Aquarius or an Aquarius rising, Venus is going to be focusing on an area of your life that supports your actual home, your foundation, your dwelling, where you feel nested and comfortable. But because Venus is here, it sort of branches up into every corner of your life. So think about your home work-life balance, your partnerships, your individuality, this is who I am, and almost every place in between. With Venus here, you may have the desire to bring a lot of beauty and joy into your home to support things that are already working well for you and to make changes to things that just feel a little bit out of line. This is a great time to spend with people who are really close to your heart, to think about the old memories, to think about where you are now and where you want to go with this, what you want to bring in and attract to your life, any investments in your home. You're looking for long-term practical solutions. If you're trying to invest in a home or a foundation, remember you're looking for something that is practical, on purpose, and will have value for years to come. All right, now if you are a Pisces or a Pisces rising, Venus is moving into an area of your life that has to do with how you think and how you communicate, your local environment. It's in flow with your partnerships, your networks, your dreams, people that you hang out with every day. You may find that this is an extremely grounded, practical, creative time. Your thoughts and your daily processes will feel more on purpose and on time, but you're going to find a beautiful rhythm that you can work with when it comes to this energy. So if there's anything challenging that you need to communicate or say to other people, this is a great time to use Venus, because Venus is going to help you find that loving touch that lands just right. If you have anything that's normally challenging to say or to communicate, or any connections that maybe you've been a little bit too shy to make, this is a great time to do it with Venus there, because you're going to find a beautiful way to make that connection. You are going to be very magnetic and flowing with how you communicate. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I do hope you found some tips and insights. Please don't forget to hit like and subscribe so you can find this podcast in the future. You can also connect with me at schedulingfate.com. Look forward to seeing you there and next time.